everyone.
早上好。
May grace and peace to everyone who would like to come before the Lord to worship and to adore Him.
让主的荣耀恩典降临在所有的愿意在他面前赞美他的人。
I have seen some new faces among us, so I would like to spend about 30 seconds. Would you please say hello to your neighbors, either front and back or right and left?
我看到不少新面孔，就要用30秒钟的时间让你跟周围的人打声招呼。
Okay, I think we have plenty of time after the worship. It's good God gathered us here.
很高兴那个主带到把我们带到这里。
Yesterday we have a long trip.
昨天我们有一个很长的旅途。
Church, young adults and youth, we had an outing for canoeing.
教会的一些年轻人一起去一个划船的活动。
We paddled 10 miles.
我们划了10英里。
And this morning I feel like I don't have a sore muscle, but I got a sore throat.
今天早晨我身上肌肉倒没有发酸，但是喉咙有点酸。
Maybe because of camping outside it was raining the whole half of the night.
也许是因为在晚上在外面野营，那个下了半夜的雨。
So hopefully today my voice won't be a hindrance.
希望我今天的我的喉咙不是我的阻碍。
Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for you are the one on the throne.
主，我们感谢你，你是坐在宝座上的主。
We pray that this morning you will speak to us.
我们祷告你今天对我们说话。
The heart can receive your word.
让我们的心能够接受你的话语。
Quicken our spirit.
让我们的灵有一个活泼的灵。
To rebuild us so that we can know your heart desire.
让你把你的话展现给我们。
Especially prepare us in this end of the end days.
让我们为最后的日子做准备。
Because you are coming soon.
因为你会来的。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.
We just read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14 all the way through chapter 6 verse 2.
我们刚刚读了哥林多后书五章十四节一直到六章第二节。
Maybe you say, I have heard that many times.
也许你会说我已经听过那很多次了。
But today I want to put you in a different platform.
今天我想把这个从另外一个角度展现给你们。
So that we can see in different angle about why Apostle Paul wrote down this passage.
这样我们从另外一个角度能够看到保罗为什么他会写下这样的章节。
Let's turn to Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24. Let's read from 36 all the way through 44.
让我们翻到马太福音24章verse
36 all the way through 44.
36节一直到44节。
Let's all read together.
让我们一起读。
No one knows about that day and hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father, as it was in the days of the Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving it marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is now it will be all coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill. One will be taken and the other left. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, it is the owner of the house who knows and what time of the night the thief was coming. He would have kept watch and would not have left his house or the broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. So here we talk about something is coming just like a thief.
这谈到了他来的时候就像一个贼一样。
Do you think when a thief they come in, you know when he is coming?
你们觉得贼到你家来的时候他会让你知道吗?
I don't think so.
我想不会是这样。
Another thing is when a thief they come, will they pick up the trash from your house?
当那个贼到你家来的时候，他会偷你家的垃圾吗？
I don't think so.
我不想不会是这样。
They will find the most treasured things in your house.
他肯定会找你们家最宝贵的东西。
In the other words, when the Lord he comes again,
用另外一个话说，当主再来的时候，
he say he will come just like a thief.
他来的时候就像一个贼一样。
No one knows the time.
没人知道他什么时候来。
But he is going to take us away.
但是他会把我们带走。
Are you a treasure?
那你是宝贝吗?
In the eyes of the Lord?
在主的眼里你是宝贝吗?
So let's sit on this kind of platform, look at today's passage.
让我们站在这个角度来看今天的那个经节。
If this can be moved. Okay, lady, we are spending much of our time or energy on this passage.
那么我们要花一点时间在这个经节上。
Now, lady, we have concentrated on Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. To live is Christ.
最近我们谈到了，就是说在腓立比书。 1章21节，因我活着就是基督。
This is this year's major theme.
这是我们今年的一个主题。
Through many brothers, they're sharing, we know in different aspects of this, to live as Christ.
从其他的弟兄的那个话语当中，我们知道就是有许多不同的角度来讲，这活着就是基督。
Pastor Fan also mentioned several times, according to Apostle Paul's his life.
冯牧师也谈到了，就是保罗他的那个生命活着就是基督。
And today we also want to read Apostle Paul's his letter to Corinthians.
今天我们要读保罗对哥林多教会的一些话语。
Especially in verse 15, chapter 15, verse chapter 5, verse 15, he mentioned something very interesting.
在那个哥林多后书5章15节，他提到了一些有趣的问题。
Can we read together again this 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15?
让我们一起来读哥林多后书5章第15节。
And he died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. This risen Lord is very special.
那这个复活的主是非常的特别。
This set apart from all other different religions.
他把自己从其他所有的宗教分割开来。
No other religion leaders or originator, they say, or they have risen again.
没有所有其他宗教，没有人说他们是从死中复活的。
Only Christianity we talk about resurrection.
只有在基督教里面我们谈到了复活。
And this is a very important foundation.
这是一个重要的基石。
If we lost this foundation, all our belief probably in vain.
假如我们没有这个基础的话，那所有一切都是空虚的。
At that time in Corinthians, during the, this is the letter to all the brothers in Corinthians.
这是一封写给所有基督在所有弟兄，写给哥林多所有弟兄的信。
At that time, they have a problem of something like this.
他们那时候有一个问题。
Even though they already received the Lord,
虽然他们也接受基督。
But they still live for themselves.
但是他们的活还是活自己的样子。
Maybe they have no difference just like other unbelievers.
那他们的生活跟其他不信的人是没有什么差别。
So there is no good testimony in the church.
他是没有一个很好的见证，在教会里没有一个很好的见证。
So outside unbelievers say, well, you're just like us, except you go to church occasionally.
那些不信的人说，你看你们跟我们没什么差别，只不过你们偶然去教会。
So the problem is they still live for themselves.
问题是他们只是活在他们自己当中。
Another problem is they regard Christ from a worldly point of view.
另外一个问题是他们把那个基督当作一个地上的神。
And maybe they say, well, this is just a good teacher.
这不过是一个好的教师。
He's a good rabbi.
他不过是一个好的牧师。
And other people probably say, oh, he's a good physician.
或许他就是一个好的医生。
And that's all.
不过如此。
This is a worldly point of view.
只是一个从世人的角度来看他。
Another point of view is, he warned in chapter 6, verse 1, say, for those who believe, they receive God's grace in vain.
另外一个角度来讲就是他们接受基督的话，但是是徒受他的恩典。
And maybe they already received this grace, this eternal life.
虽然他们接到了这个永久生命的恩典。
And maybe they already taste how good of the Lord.
虽然他们也尝到主的那个好处。
But end up they receive in vain.
但是他们是白白的接受了这个恩典。
They cannot live out a good testimony.
但是他们不能活出他的见证。
There is no fragrant that people can smell the Christ.
他们没有身上他们没有发出那个主的香味来。
So that's why Paul wrote down this letter to them.
所以保罗写了这封书信给他们。
And tell them how to live out for the Christ.
让他们教他们怎么样活出基督的样式来。
So there are several points right here and we should be pay attention to.
这里有几点。
I don't think this slide will advance. Can someone help me in the back? This is one advancing. So the first one we're going to see is chapter 5, verse 14. Here talk about the Christ's love compels us.
这个首先我们要看的是在哥林多后书五章十四节。
And he said, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all die.
他说就基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想一人替众人死，所有的人都死了。
He is the one without sin.
他是一个没有罪的人。
But he died for all the sinners, you and me.
但是他为所有的罪人都死。
So here he's talk about compelling.
这边谈到了激励。
And compelling, the original meaning is being constrained.
在那个原本的意思他是受限制。
And especially in the book of Romans, he mentioned about this love.
在罗马书五章第八节谈到了他的爱。
Let's read from a verse, Romans chapter 5, verse 8.
那我们一起来读五章罗马书五章第八节。
And it's all been printed here, so we can just read it from the wall.
那我们一起看。
But God demonstrated His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we are sinners, He died for us.
当我们还是罪人的时候，他就为我们去死了。
When we don't know about him, and sometimes we reject him, and he already died for us.
我们虽然不了解他，甚至于我们拒绝他，但是他还是为我们去死。
Many times, man's love has some condition.
许多时候，人的爱是有条件的。
If you love me, yes, I will do something for you.
假如你爱我，我也为你做些事。
But if you don't love me, I'll turn around and go.
假如你不爱我，那我就跟你不会再理睬你。
But when we are sinners, we don't know him. We reject God. We turn away from him.
我们是罪人，我们不了解他，我们拒绝他，我们离开他。
He died for you too.
但是他还是在实际上为你们去死。
This is the love from God.
这是主的爱。
No man can show this kind of love.
人是不可能体现这样的爱。
I just mentioned about this compel also, original meaning is constraint.
我特别讲到就是激励的原意是一个限制。
This is from Romans 8:35.
罗马书八章三十五节。
And we can all read together again.
让我们一起读。
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? All the things described here, nobody likes it, nobody wants it.
在这边描写的那些东西，所有人都不喜欢。
Do you like trouble?
你不喜欢困难。
Do you like hardship?
你喜欢困难困苦吗?
Do you like persecution?
你喜欢逼迫吗?
Do you like famine?
你不喜欢饥饿吗?
Do you like nakedness?
你喜欢赤身裸体吗?
Do you like danger?
你喜欢危险吗?
Do you like sword?
你喜欢刀剑吗?
I don't think anyone likes all these sort of things.
我想没有人喜欢这些。
And nowadays, probably you think, well, this is probably trouble or hardship that's...Could be an economic downtime and people losing job.
今天你会想哦，困难或者患难是经济受损，那经济下滑，所以有些人没有失去了工作。
And maybe you thought about some your friend maybe you got a cancer or some incurable disease.
或者你的你认识的人有那个得了癌症或者是其他治不好。不能治疗的病。
And maybe your danger is that you will be deported from the United States because you don't have a legal status to stay here.
或者你的危险是你因为你身上没有法律的公民的证明，所以你必须被离开这个国家。
And many many others.
或者是其他的一些事情。
But those problems or hardship, right here is talk about.It seems that it will constrain us.
像这样的困难或者这样的困苦，对我们来说是一个限制。
But do you know those hardship and trouble is also God's love to constrain us?
但是这同样也是，像这样的困难或者困苦也是主来限制我们。
Through all these difficult times, God wants you to turn yourself to Him.
那这样的限制就是这样的困难或者是困苦的时候，是主让我们转向他。
So his love constrains us.
所以他的爱限制了我们。
So we can turn more to him.
那我们就会更多的转向他。
You know, in this economic downturn.
在这个经济下滑的过程中。
And we receive some phone calls.
那我们接了一些电话。
He said, many years ago, I remember, when you come to the restaurant and you talk to me about church.
有人对我说，许多年以前，你到我的教，你到我的餐馆来跟我谈那个教会的事，你们教会的事。
And also talk about Bible study.
也讲到一些那个。
查经的
内容。
And at that time I was so busy because I have so many customers to serve. I don't have time to go to church or any Bible study groups.
那时候我的那个饭店是那么生意是那么忙，所以我没有时间去教堂，或者也没有时间查经。
But right now, because of we don't have much customer, my change of job, and then right now I'm stay home.
现在呢，顾客也不那么多，那么我的工作也变了，所以我有时间待在家里。
And while they stay home, they start to sort through all this in the past, the telephone numbers or the friends, and they start to call around.
那我就看看那些原来有些打给我电话的朋友的记录。
And somehow he finds our telephone number.
不知道怎么他发现了我的电话。
I say, oh, probably I heard about this before. They invite us to the church or Bible study.
他们突然想到，哦，那个 Robert 以前他们请我们去到他们的教会。
And he said, well, right now I have time to go.
现在我有时间去了。
So many times God used this kind of trouble or hardship become His love to compel us.
许多时候是主利用这个患难或者困苦，用他的爱来推动激励我们。
And we start. We have time now. We can go to a Bible study. We have time to know this God.
我们有时间来认识他。
So we want to see this compel us.This word compel also means a constraint.
所以我们要看这个激励同样也是一个限制受限。
So brothers and sisters, sometimes, yes, we are Christian. We become a Christian and we still have a hard time.
虽然我们是基督徒但有的时候我们也是会面对困难和困苦。
This is the time God wants you to turn to Him.
这是一个时候主让我们转向他。
We canstart to think about what the Lord is going to do in your life.
我们可以想一想，主要我们在我们的生命里做些什么。
Continue, we will see the God's redemption.
继续我们可以看那个神的救赎。
And here especially when the people getting baptized, and a lot of time we like to use verse 17 of chapter 5.
许多时候当那个一个新的基督徒受洗的时候我们好多时候都是使用哥林多后书五章十七节。
They say, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
若有人在基督里他就是新造的人旧事已过都变成新的了。
A lot of time we like to hold on to old things.
许多时候我们也想抓住我们旧的东西。
Because we feel more comfortable.
因为我们对旧的东西感到比较舒服。
And we feel like something will happen just like that.
我们觉得就是我们知道那个结果是怎么样。
But here, if we are in the Christ, we are the new creation.
但是我们在主里面，我们是一个新造的。
And everything become new.
所有一切都是新的。
And all things will take away.
所以旧的东西都离我们而去了。
So this is represent our life in Christ. We become a new creation.
在我们在主基督里面的生命是一个新的新造的。
He washed away all our sins.
他把我们旧的罪都冲走了。
There was one coal miner.
有一个挖煤矿的人。
All his life working in a dark underground.
这个矿工他所有的生命都是在那个地底下很深的黑暗的里面。
And his life, we can say this person is in a hardship.
他的生活是比较困苦的。
His mother, divorced and left him.
他的妈妈离婚离开了他。
When he was young.
当他很年轻的时候
，Same as his wife left him.
他的妻子也离开了他。
And he had a daughter, only 8 years old.
他的女儿只有八岁。
She was the only comfort to her, to him.
对他来说，他女儿是他唯一的安慰。
But unfortunately, this daughter, because of an illness, passed away too.
但是这个小女孩由于患病的原因也去世了。
So his life, he became by himself. all by himself.
他的生活就是他自己。
And he became a person very easy to get angry, and he cannot get along to the point he can only stay in his house, little house.
他变成了一个非常容易被激怒的人，那只能待在自己的家里。
And no friends, and nobody wants to see this person.
没有朋友，也没有任何人愿意去看他。
And he was so lonely.
他是非常孤单。
Somehow God stirred up one sister in church.
但是主鼓励了一个在教会里的一个女的同工。
And want her to help this lonely person to preach the gospel to him.
那个女的同工就是到他的家里来给他传道。
And this person, because of his anger, because of his disappointment, or he's very despaired about his life, and nobody dared to walk into his house.
这个矿工因为他的愤怒，因为他的愤世嫉俗，没有人敢到他家里去跟他接近。
Now this sister brought his her son to came to this coal miner's house.
这个姐妹带着她的儿子到了她的家里。
At first, he rejected many times.
开始他那个矿工拒绝他们。
Curse this woman and to get out of the house.
诅咒他们，然后要他们离开他的家。
To the point, this lady was so disappointed.
到后来，那个姐妹也感到非常失望。
And she decided not to visit this coal miner anymore.
那姐妹也决定放弃。But
one time, God's love compelled this sister again.
但是有一次，那个主的话语又激励了她。And
sister said, "Yes, if you want me to tell this coal miner again, give me a word."
那个姐妹就问主，假如你要我再去访问他的话，给我一些你的话。So
this is the verse she got.
这就是主说给她的话。The
new creation.
新造的生命。
All has gone.
旧的已经去了。
So she brought this word to this coal miner's house.
然后她那个姐妹就把这个话带给了那个矿工。
And this person, the tears started to come out from his eyes.
那个矿工开始流泪。
And started to talk all his past to his sisters.
然后她把自己过去的一切都告诉了这个姐妹。
And he said he's willing to receive the Lord.
他说他愿意接受主。
Shortly after that, this coal miner, he passed away.
不久以后，那个矿工也去世了。And
toward the end, he said something to this sister.
那在他生命的最后时候，他对那个姐妹说，
"All my life, I'm working in this darkness and in a coal mine."
在我所有生命的大部分时间，我都是在
A lot of time, water, we use the water to wash away all that rocks and all that something not precious things and all wash away.
许多时候我们是用水来冲那个矿床，然后把那个不要的东西冲走。
And we try to find out the gold.
那我们想发现那个金子。
Today, Jesus' blood washed all my sins. Only thing left is eternity.
今天基督把我所有的罪都冲走了，剩下的就是我的生命。
I'm ready to see this Redeemer.
我愿意接受他的那个救赎。
So this is a redemption.
这是一个救赎。
Who can change our life?
谁能够改变我们的生命?
Nobody.
没有人。
Except this Redeemer.
除了那个基督。
This is God's redemption.
这是主的救赎。
If you have received the Lord already,
假如你接受了主,
here is the Corinthians, Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 through 7.
哥罗西书2章6到7节。
Can we all read together?
让我们一起读。
So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Here we can see from an English part has a live in him.
在英文里面他讲到了遵他而行。
It seems in Chinese did not say it about live, just say how to walk. But in English here is live in him.
在中文里面是说我们怎么样行。在英文的原意他说是怎么样活。
So right here it seems that if we live in him, it seems that we still in his constraint.
假如我们活在他里面的话就是受他的限制。
I need to confess, we cannot live the life just like the Christ.
我必须承认我们不可能活得像基督一样的活。
The only thing we can live out his life is we need to live in him.
我们能够做的就是遵他而行。
His love, his character will live out from us.
他的那个他的特征他的爱从我们当中散发出来。
Let's continue to see another point. This is God's reconciliation.
下面我们看主的 第三点就是神的和好，与神的和好。
Actually, this is the ministry of reconciliation.
事实上这是跟主和好的一个
和好的
职分。
Through Christ.
通过基督。
We already are way, far, far away from God.
我们远离神。
And nobody can bring us back to God.
神没有人能够把我们带回到他的面前。
Who is going to give us this reconciliation?
谁能给我们这个和好的职分和好？
Only through his beloved son, Jesus Christ.
只能通过他的儿子耶稣基督。
For those who believe in him, he can forgive our sins.
假如你相信基督的话，那神就会饶恕我们的罪过。
And we can become his son.
我们也变成了他的儿子。
If we confess our sins.
假如我们能在他面前承认我们的罪。
This is the only way.
这是唯一的方法。
So here is talking about God's reconciliation.
这边也谈到就是谈到神的和好。
And also Apostle Paul challenged each one of us.
保罗也挑战我们。
He wants us to be the Christ's ambassador.
他让要我们变成主的使者，神的使者。
Do you know what's an ambassador?
你们知道什么是使者吗？
They have authority.
他们是有权的。
And they carry one country's image.
他们是带着另外一个国家的形象。
Last May, I had a chance to visit China.
今年五月我要拿签证到中国。
我去中国。
去中国。
And there is a long line when I check out in the airport.
这有一个很长的这有很长的队伍，在我机场的时候有很长队伍。
I saw there's an exit, nobody there.
我看到有一条线没有人在那。
And I feel like I want to go to that line.
那我想到那边去。
But when I look at it, it says only an ambassador or government related business, you can go through that line.
那条线是为外交使团或者是官员们准备的。
Of course, I'm not an ambassador.
当然我不是使者。
I'm not a government officer.
我也不是官员。
I cannot go through that line.
我不可能走那条线。
Ambassador is very special.
大使们使者是很特别的。
Do you know if they speeding on the street, police cannot give them a ticket?
你们知道，假如他们在街上超速的话，警察是不能给他们罚单的。
This is very very rare situation.
那这是个非常罕见的事情。
Because they thought this person represent the other country.
因为那个人是代表了另外一个国家。
If he's speeding, must have something very, very important.
那假如是他开快车的话，他肯定有什么很重要的事情。
You and me, we don't have this kind of a privilege.
我们是没有这样的条件。
But Paul wants us to be a Christ ambassador.
那保罗让我们变成神的使者。
Later on, I will give you a real example.
以后我会给大家一个例子。
You and me, we can become his ambassador too.
你和我都可以变成他的使者。
Not only the very special person can be an ambassador.
不单单是那些特殊的人。
Especially right here, ambassador has a is a plural, is a ambassadors.
这边那个使者是复数。
So a lot of people can be ambassadors.
许多人可以变成使者。
And Colossians 1:20 also has a verse.
哥罗西书1:20节。
Let's all read together.
让我们一起来读。
And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. His blood is so powerful. His blood is so powerful.
他的血是非常的有力。
He said, whether things on earth,
所有一切无论在地上的,
the things in heaven,
或者是天上的,
everything can make him peace through his blood.
所有一切都成了和平,
things on earth, yes, we can see.
那地上的一切我们可以看见,
things in heaven, we cannot see.
在天上的一切我们是看不见,
but his blood can make peace for all.
他的血是能够把一切变成了和平。
This is a very powerful blood.
这是一个非常 有力的血。
Let's continue to see the God's affirmation.
第四点我们看主的肯定。
If we know His coming, second coming is soon.
我们知道主的那个再来是临近。
What should we live in our life?
那我们的生活应该怎么样过呢?
If you know your master or your boss is coming back from a trip,
假如你知道你的主人或者你的老板要很快的回到工作的地方,
probably you will quickly just check all the lesson and have you done what he said and everything is ready?
也许你就会拿出他给你布置的任务看一下你是不是完成他所布置的一切。
Because it show up next morning, probably he will ask you, have you done all this?
也许第二天他就会叫你到办公室你是不是做了这一些。
Or you play hooky, you didn't do anything.
也许你啥也没做。
And you know what the boss will say.
那你知道你的老板会怎么样。
So here is talk about something very, very important. That's from Isaiah chapter 49, verse 8.
这我们看一些很重要章节，就是以赛亚书49章第8节。
Let's all read together.
56章第8节。
49:8. Here he talk about now.
我们看49章第8节，这边他说的是现在。
He said, I tell you, now is the time of God's favor.
现在是悦纳的时候。
Now is the day of salvation.
现在是拯救的时候。
Many times we'd like to postpone the things we don't like to do.
许多时候我们想把我们不想做的事情推到后面。
And sometimes it's a surgery we just schedule, well, next week or next month.
或者是比方有的时候是一个手术你想推到越后面越好。
Or something you don't like it happen, you just kind of push back.
假如有些事你不想让它发生，你就把它推到后面。
But right here, Isaiah said now. Now is the time of God's favor.
以赛亚说现在正是悦纳时候。
Now is the day of salvation.
现在正是拯救的时候。
So you and me, we all heard about this gospel.
我们以前都听过这段经文。
We need to have an action quick.
我们要把我们的行动起来。
A lot of times the people say, well, next time when I come, I'll believe the Lord.
有些时候有些人会说到以后我会信主的。
Do we have next time?
我们是没有最后下面的时候。
We don't know.
我们不知道。
Isaiah 56:7.
我们来看以赛亚56章第7节。
Let's all read together. This I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in the house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifice will be accepted on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. This is toward the end. My house will become the prayer.
This is toward the end. 到最后的时候, 我的家就是我的圣山。
He said accepted.
他说,
被接纳。
他说被接纳。
Why the Lord still accepting us?
为什么主要接纳我?
Why the Lord still accepting us?
为什么主仍然能够接纳我?
We need to make use of this time.
我们要利用这个时间。
And don't postpone.
不要推后。
When you hear the gospel,
我们听到了主的呼召。
May He help us to receive Him right away.
让我们接受他。
Don't wait.
不要等待。
So let's conclude what today we have learned. First of all, we need to live a life that is compelled by God's love.
我们先看，我们是要活在神的爱的激励中。
Yes, He compelled us.
是他激励我。
A lot of times, not because we love Him, because He loved us first.
许多时候不是因为我们爱他，而是他爱我们。
Secondly, be a new creation in Christ's life.
第二是要成为在基督里新造的人。
You and me will become a new creation.
你和我是变成一个新造的人。
If we are in a Christ's life.
当我们活在他里面。
Commit the message of reconciliation.
然后就是托付着和好的道理。
Here is a commit.
现在是托付。
It's not you like it or you don't like it. This is a commitment.
不管你喜不喜欢, 它都是一个托付。
We need to carry all this message.
我们要把他的那个和好的道理带出去。
Seek God's favor and receive His salvation.
寻求神的悦纳与接受神的拯救。
Seek and receive.
寻求和接受。
You will receive this eternal life.
你会接受你的永生。
And you say, so how can we live out?
那我们怎么样活呢?
Okay, I'm going to give you an example.
让我给你们一个例子。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 45.
马太福音24章45节。
Here is talking about, the faithful and the wise servant.
他讲到了是一个忠心的和有见识的仆人。
Okay, who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time?
谁是忠心有见识的仆人, 为主所派, 管理家的人, 按时分粮给他们呢?
Faithful and wise servant.
忠心的有见识的仆人。
I just mentioned about had a trouble in last May.
我刚刚讲到五月份我有一个旅程。
Probably you remember who is this guy?
你们也许认识这是谁?
He's Pastor Bill Franklin.
他是Bill Franklin牧师。
He came to our church many, many times.
他到我们教会许多次。
We've been pray for him and support him for many years.
我们为他祷告，我们支持他的mission。
And I had a chance to visit Taiwan and only about a week.
我去台湾大概是一个星期左右。
And he's serving there, so I have an urge to visit him.
那我到那就想马上见到他。
And he gave me the whole week of schedule.
他给了我他一个星期的计划。
And he said, maybe in certain city you can find me.
他说也许在某些城市你能够见到我。
About the whole week, 7 days, and he had 4 different cities and 4 different locations.
大概7天时间他去了4个城市。
And all in different churches.
不同的教会。
He has been in Taiwan about 26 or 27 years.
他在台湾已经有26、27年。
He lived longer in Taiwan than am I doing?
他在台湾的日子比我在台湾的日子还要长。
He's still faithful serving there.
他是一个很忠诚的仆人。
The day I met him, which is in the city of Taichung.
我遇到他的时候在台中。
And he had the board meeting.
他有一个董事会。
He is serving in team.
他有一个服务的团队。
Team is the Evangelical Alliance Mission.
是一个基督复兴的服务机构。
He's the chairman.
他是主席。
He in charge of all the mission in Taiwan.
他是负责所有的事情。
The board meeting lasted the whole day.
这个董事会开了一天。
And toward the end, he had a chance to take me around to this campus.
最后他有点时间带我去看一下这个校园。
And he and me, we all we feel like the time really flew away very fast.
我和他都感觉到时间过得很快。
He used to work here in the in this school.
他以前是在这个学校里工作。
His wife working here.
他的妻子在这边工作。
This is American school in Taiwan.
这是台湾的美国学校。
It was very shapy building.
是一个破破烂烂的建筑。
And now they just remodel, becomes a very modern building.
现在他们重新建造了，很漂亮。
In fact, they just finished and approaching to open up this fall.
他们刚刚完成，到今年秋天就会开学。
He took me around this campus, the Morrison School.
Morrison School. 他带着我在这个Morrison School, 走了一圈。
He said, all my children grew up in this school.
他说我的孩子都是从这里面生长。
I wish they have this wonderful buildings at that time.
我希望他们在成长的时候能够有这么好的建筑。
But they all grown up.
但他们现在都长大了。
And we moved to different city in Taipei.
我们到台北去了。
And he came here just for meeting.
他到这儿就是来开会。
So we look around the campus.
我们在校园里走。
And he took me to the place, they just had a meeting the whole day.
他带我去他们开会的地方。
We had a very good fellowship.
我们有很好的那个交通。
And prayers.
很好的祷告。
And he will continue to serve there.
他会继续在那边服务。
He said, Robert, I'm 52.
他说我是52岁。
He said, all my uncles and my relatives, they all die at this age.
他说, 我的叔叔，我的亲人，大概在这个时候都去世了。My
wife's side, they all live up to 99, 100.
他说我的妻子那一边，他们呢都可以活到九十岁、99岁、100岁。But
he said, I need to be ready.
他说我要准备。I
will serve until the last day.
我要为主服务到最后。When
the Lord called me back.
一直到主叫我回去。
And he still wants to stay there.
他想继续待在那。
I think he's a faithful and wise servant.
他是一个非常忠诚的而且聪明的。
He delivered message to so many churches in Taiwan.
他在台湾到处传道。
And toward the end of the meeting, he knows where to call the taxi for me.
那最后，他知道哪儿去打电话叫 taxi。
And including the price, you already know from this point to that point, Robert, you don't pay more. You're a foreigner. I'm a local. So all reverse.
他对我说，他说我是当地人。他告诉我，这个 taxi 大概出租车大概要花多少钱，不要多付。
So that's a person I feel very very special. He's the God's ambassador.
他是对我来说，他就是主的使者。
And you say, oh, of course he's a pastor, he got well educated, of course he can do the ambassador.
你会说，当然他是牧师，他受过很好的教育，所以他会变成一个主的使者。
Let me tell you the second person. He's not well educated.
那下面我来告诉你们第二个，他是没有一个受过很好的教育。
And also this time I went to Taiwan, I feel like he's a very, very special person.
在台湾的日子，我觉得他也是非常特殊的人。
And that reminds me in Ephesians 6, verse 5 through 6. We say, slaves, obey your earthly master with respect and fear and with the sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but like slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart.
以弗所书第六章五到六节，你们做仆人的要惧怕沾惊，用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意。
There's a person, he used to be my grandfather's, we call it a constant servant or constant, missionary. 石匠，石头匠，
石头匠哦。那个有一个人我认识，是他我祖父的那个石匠。
He's been working for my grandfather for a long time.
他为我祖父工作了很长的时间。
He's the one with boots.
他是穿着长靴的人。
Can you tell how old he is?
你们知道他多大年纪
？Looks like he's 50, darling.
看上去像五十多岁。
He's 79.
他是七十九岁的。
And when we went back to this little town, my relative, most of them, they moved away from this little town.
我们到这个小城的时候，我所有的亲戚已经都走离开这个小城市。
And my grandfather and grandmother buried in this little town.
我的祖父祖母都埋葬在哪里
？Only he knows where to find it.
只有他知道哪儿去找见他们。
So when we went to this little town, and my sister said, "Well, you need to call him and arrange a place and live in his place."
到那里的时候，我的姐妹告我的姐姐，
我的妹妹
告诉我是说，我们要去找他，找一个地方居住。
I said, "Why I need to stay in his house?"
我说为什么我们要住在他的家里？
Well, he said, "Well, just go, then he will take you to the right place and will tell you all the stories."
我妹妹说，那个去了之后就知道他会告诉我们许多好的故事。
So we went to almost like it's a mountain area.
我们到了一个山区的地方。
To this little town.
到了一个小城市。
And we find his it's actually a bed and breakfast place.
我们找到那个早饭跟吃早饭跟睡觉的旅馆。
And his house is very clean.
他的房子非常的干净。
In fact, later on, I find out probably right now he's the richest in that town.
我发现他是在小城里面最富的人。
And he is so diligent.
他是非常勤奋。
Everything he serves us is from his garden.
他所有的东西，给我们吃的东西都是从他的菜园里面摘的。
He taught us this asparagus or this okra.I just picked it up from my garden 5 o'clock this morning.
他告诉我们他的那些蔬菜都是五点钟他从菜园里摘来的。
It's all fresh.
全是非常新鲜。
No chemical.
没有化学成分。
And then later on, he took us to my grandparents' tomb.
后来他带我们去我祖父母的坟地。
He knew where is it.
他知道他们在哪。
And then he started to talk to me all the Christianity history in Taiwan.
他在路上告诉我许多基督教在台湾的传播经历。
And he talked about who came to that little town to preach the gospel from England.
他告诉我谁是最早从英国到那个小城来传道的。
And that little church got burned and minister.Somehow the Lord saved, that's a different story, but Lord saved this British minister.
他告诉我那个小的教堂甚至于被火烧掉，但是主还是把它恢复起来。
So he told me all that story.
他告诉我所有的故事。
And also he told me about our side, my grandparents' history.
他也告诉了我的祖父的那一边的那些故事。
And he said through that British minister, he became a Christian.
He
maybe his dad became a Christian.
他说通过那个英国的传教士，他的父亲变成了基督徒。
At that time, they are so poor.
那时候他们是非常的贫穷。
They almost have nothing.
他没有任何东西。
Only thing he can do is a rock. He's a missionary.
唯一的东西他能做的就是去做实践的工作。
But he was so diligent.
他是非常非常的勤奋。
And today he changed his career to growing mushroom.
现在他的职业是培养蘑菇。
And I said, "Do you have any competitor in this town?"
你有没有竞争者？
He said, "No."
他说没有。
They're all gone and bankrupt.
他们全跑掉了，或者是破产。
I said, "Why?"
我问他为什么？
He said, "There's a secret how to grow the mushroom."
他说他有一个秘密去生长那个蘑菇。
He said, "Do you know when the mushroom start to grow?"
当那个蘑菇开始长的时候。
It's under the thunderstorm.
是在暴雨下。
I said, "How does he know this?"
他说你怎么知道的？
And he explained it. Well, at that time, under the thunderstorm, the mushroom will start to grow. So he need to get up, maybe thunderstorm at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning.
他说在下雷雨的时候，大概四五点钟早晨，他就要爬起来。
So all the mushroom grown on a piece of log.
那所有的那个蘑菇都是长在那个木头上。
So he needs to shake all the woods.
他要用那个手来摇动那些木头。
Sometimes he just hurt his leg because he needs to move so many logs.
许多时候他腿都会受伤。
I said, "Where is this wisdom from?"
我想这个智慧从哪里来的呢？
I asked him.
我问他。
Did you write down all the secrets?
他说你，我问他你有没有把所有的秘密都写下来。
He said, "No, I don't know how to write a word. I didn't finish my elementary school."
他说我不知道怎么样写，因为我小学也没毕业。
But I have a good memory. I know the history.
但是我有很好的记忆，我记得住。
This is a very special person.
他是一个非常特别的人。
And after the tomb and on the way back,
当我们访问完那个墓地时候，回来的时候，
He said, "Oh, you need to visit the family. They love the Lord very much. You have to stop by this place."
他说，他要带我们去见一些爱主的家庭。
So we stopped by.
那我们也停下来。
And later on, we stopped by this church.
然后我们去了那个教堂。
And he said, "Would you like to visit church?"
他说你愿不愿意进去看看？
I saw the door is locked. The gate is locked. The gate is closed.
我看那个门是关了。
I said, "Well, if not too much trouble, that's a Monday, so if nobody there, don't bother it."
我说算了，因为那个是星期一，然后也许是要进去比较麻烦。
He said, "The church is our home. How come it's not cannot visit?"
他说教堂是我们的家，为什么我们不可以进去看？
He went there and just opened the gate. It's not locked.
所以他就把那个门打开了。And
he took me to this very small rock church.
他带我去了那个石头做的那个教堂。
Probably they only can sit about 50 people.
这是一个小教堂，真的坐50。And
he said the special thing is when your grandfather alive, they built this church.
说，特别是你的祖父的在的时候，他们造了这个教堂。
I was a teenager.
他自己是那时候是十来岁。
And your grandfather came, encouraged us a lot of word of God. I still remember.
他说你的祖父给我许多激励的主的话，然后我仍然记得。
That was 60 years ago.
那是六十年以前。
So I wonder, Cindy or Jubilee or anyone, and maybe 60 years later, can you remember Uncle Tony or Uncle Emil say? I hope you still remember the word in the Lord.
我不知道 Cindy 或者 Jubilee 当60年以后，你们还记不记得 Uncle Tony 或者 Uncle Robert 说的一些话？
He said he still remember.
但是他说他仍然记得。
he said that word is very compelling.
他说那些话是非常激励的话.
So he remembered all that.
他记得这所有的一切.
And I asked him, well, this is a mountain area, so pretty. Can this be some kind of a retreat place for the church?
我因为看到那个风景很好，又是山区，我说是不是可以作为一个教会去学习的地方，进修的地方。
And he said, "Yes, we have."
他说也是的。
We went to this church and Jin saw a bulletin board has a poster and there is a college student retreat.
我们进那个教堂里面看到那个布告栏里面有大学生。
And he said, your grandfather has a plan, has a piece of land, want to build a retreat center.
你的那个祖父那时候有一个计划，把那个一块地开辟成了进修的地方。
Want all the college students can come here for a retreat and to listen to the word of God.
让许多那个大学生能够到这儿来进修，来学习主的话语。
And unfortunately, your grandfather passed away, so did not finish that project.
不幸的是，你的祖父去世早了，那时候没有把那个计划完成。
But right now, all the students stay in my house, his house.
他说，那些学生现在都住在我的家里。
Wow, I feel like this person. He knows the master's heart.
我觉得这是一个人，他知道主人的教。He
knows the value of the master.
他知道主人的话语的价值。
That reminds me, do we understand the Heavenly Father's heart?
我想提醒大家是不是知道主的心是什么样的。
And we still can carry on the master and finish project.
我们是不是能够继续执行主没有完成的事。
I don't think my grandfather wants him to build the house just for a retreat purpose.
我想我的祖父不是要他造一个房子，只是为了进修。
But he carried on.
但是他继续了这件事情。
So that's something to remind me, we are really an ambassador of Christ.
这对我来说是一个提醒，我们都是主的使者。
No matter what role the Lord has given us.
不管他给了我们什么样的职分。
No matter what kind of a level or education we have.
不管你有什么样教育，受的什么样的教育程度。
Can we value the Heavenly Father's value?
关键是你要珍惜天上的父的教诲。
I hope every one of us can become the ambassador of Christ.
我希望每一个人都变成主的使者。
Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的主,
we pray that your words will penetrate to each one of us heart.
我们祷告你的话能够刺透我们的心里,
especially when your footsteps is at the doors.
特别是你的脚步已经在我们门口了。
When you heard your voice, you said now is still the time of God's favor.
当我们听到你说现在就是我们拯救的悦纳的时候。
Now is still the day of salvation.
现在就是拯救的日子。
And we can hear your calling.
我们可以听到你的呼召。
We can treasure what you treasure.
我们可以珍惜你所珍惜的东西。
We can value what you value.
我们可以珍重你所 所以有珍惜你所需要的东西。
Receive this eternal gift.
让我们接受这永久的生命，永久的礼物。
This is not just a head knowledge.
这不是我们的脑子里的知识。
And this is the something we can live out for the Lord.
这是我们可以活出来的，为了我们的主可以活出来的。
And you will challenge each one of us to be the Christ ambassador.
你向我们做出了这样一个挑战，让我们所有的人都变成主的使者。
To preach your gospel.
让我们传扬你的福音。
To edify the saints.
让我们变成你的圣徒。
May your body be built.
让你的建筑建造起来,
and ready for your coming.
为你回来,
will become the blameless and the pure, the bright for the Lord.
让我们变成新的心腹,
we thank you for your word.
我们祷告,
谢谢你的话语。 We pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen.